بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد. We had been discussing the incident of Jabir bin Sulaym رضي الله تعالى when he embraced Islam and the advices Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him. The first one, لا تسبن أحدا, don't sway any person. The second one we did yesterday, ولا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا, do not regard any good deed, no matter how small it may be, to be insignificant. Even meeting your brother with a smiling face, this too is something significant. Then Rasulullah ﷺ tells him, Jabir, irfa izaraka ila nisfi saq, fa in abayta fa ila al ka'bayn. O Jabir, pick up your pants, your trouser, till half your shin. And if you do not want to pick your pants up so high, then at least just above your ankles. Because وَإِيَّاكَ وَإِسْبَالَ الْإِزَارِ, and beware of letting your garment, your trouser, go below your ankles. فَإِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَةِ, because that is done out of arrogance and pride. Rasulullah gives him this advice. Now this is something also which is very, very necessary for us, the menfolk, to make amal on, to take heed. There are so many ahadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. The hadith of Rasulullah says, "Ma asfala min al ka'abaini min al izari fa fi an-nar." That portion of your leg, your ankle, which is covered by the trouser from the garment coming from above, whether it is a kurta, whether it is your pants, whether it is a big jubba, whatever you're wearing, the garment that you're wearing coming from the top. So we're not talking about the garments wearing from down your socks. We're talking about the garment, your kurta, your pants generally. If it covers that portion below the ankle, that part will be in Jahannam. It's a serious warning of Rasulullah. Unfortunately, what the West have done, the men wear such long garments that actually go below the ankles and the legs. And the women, they have raised and have in fact taken out any, they don't even wear any izar. So they expose their legs, they expose their bodies. And unfortunately, our women folk, or many women, Muslim women, they follow this type of lifestyle. Now Rasulullah has mentioned, for the men, you must raise your garment at least above your ankles. This is nothing to feel ashamed of. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah. So many times a person sees, when I'm working in a company, and we've got an accounting firm, we've got professionals there. It's a bit difficult. Nothing is difficult. We must be proud of the sunnah and don't worry what people will say. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when he was stabbed by Abu Lu'lu Fayroz whilst he was performing salat, fajr salat, the lengthy incident, inshallah, if Allah gives us tawfiq, we'll explain that someday. He was stabbed severely, double-edged sword. He was wounded so badly that any food that he ate, consumed, he would just take it out. And he was bleeding profusely. People came to visit him. There was one youngster who comes. And he praises Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Amir al-Mu'mineen, you did this, you did that. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I just wish that my good deeds, if there's any, just knocks off my bad deeds. That's what I'm happy with. And then as the person, the youngster was leaving, Umar radiallahu anhu, so that his pants was below his ankles. In that condition, he's injured, almost passing away. Ya bunayya, O my youngster, my son, come here. Irfa izarak. Pick your pants up. فَإِنَّهُ أَنْقَى لِثَوْبِكَ وَأَتْقَى لِرَبِّكَ. It is going to be more purer, better for your clothing, for your garment, so that no dirt comes onto your izar. If your pants is draping down, and if some najasah is on the ground or the floor, it will pick it up and your pants will become soiled. Therefore, it is better and more cleaner for you to raise your pants. And also, it will be a means of you gaining taqwa and closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabiya Kareem has mentioned, نِعْمَ الرَّجُلُ الْخُرَيْمَ الْأَسَدِي لَوْ لَا طُولُ جُمَّتِهِ وَإِسْبَالُ إِزَارِهِ. What a nice man is Khurayma al-Asad, Asadi. Such a nice person. Besides two things, two weaknesses he has. Number one, his hair was too long, coming right to his shoulders. And number two, his pants is below his ankles. The moment Khuraym al-Asadi radiallahu ta'ala, the sahabi, heard this, without any hesitation, without delaying, without going looking for some fatwa or whatever, immediately he takes a knife and he cuts off his hair till his earlobes. And his izar, he picks it up immediately to half his shin. So of course, we don't have to pick our izar to half the shin if the person doesn't want to do that. Most of us, we keep it just above the ankle. So alhamdulillah, many professionals today, also doctors, and you find accountants and many people, they make amal on the sunnat. Allah Ta'ala has given us his tawfiq to make amal. Mahol is there now. Previously it was not there, it was difficult. Now Allah has made it so easy. So make amal on this hadith of Rasulullah SAW. Otherwise, in another hadith, it is mentioned, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Three types of people, Allah will not talk to them nicely on the day of Qiyamah, with mercy. Allah will not look at them with a merciful glance. Allah will not purify them from of their sins. For them is a severe punishment. Four things mentioned. Such people, Allah won't talk to them. Allah won't look at them with a merciful glance. Allah will not purify them from the sins. And for them is a very severe punishment. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, Khabu wa khasiru ya Rasulullah. Oh, who are such people? Such people are at a utter loss. Who are they, ya Rasulullah? Nabi Sallam said, now in different riwayat, different people have been mentioned, but in this particular narration, Rasulullah Sallam said, Al-Mannan. The one who gives people, he helps somebody, but he keeps on reminding him of the favor he has done. Especially in front of people. In other words, it's going to hurt the person. By that money I gave you, you okay, you need anything else now. So he didn't give it sincerely. He's keep on reminding him of the favor he has done. Number two, Al-Munafiqu sil'atahu bil-halif al-kadhib. Person who sells his merchandise, his products, whatever he has, his goods, by taking false oaths, he takes qasam in Allah. I'm giving this to you at cost price. Now it's a lie. He's not giving him at cost price. So he sold the merchandise. In another hadith it says that he'll sell the merchandise, but the transaction will be devoid of barakah. And the third one, al-musbilu izarahu, the one who lets his garment go flow below his ankles. So therefore, it is a very serious thing for us menfolk, and of course women folk who are listening, you'll make sure that our husbands, let them keep the trousers above the ankles, and not below the ankles. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of you tawfiq to make amal. And of course, this does not apply to women folk, that they must raise their garment above the ankles now. They will go below the ankles. Then the last advice, simple advice, Nabi Akram some gave Jabir bin Salim radiallahu anhu, he said, وَإِنِ مُرْءٌ شَتَمَكَ أَوْ عَيَّرَكَ بِمَا يَعْلَمُ فِيكَ فَلَا تُعَيِّرْهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمُ فِيهِ. He says, فَإِنَّمَا وَبَالُ ذَلِكَ عَلِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلِهِ السَّلَاةُ السَّلَامُ. He says, if any person defames you, belittles you, with any fault and weakness of yours that he knows, you've got some weakness, you've got some fault, and he keeps on defaming you, belittles you, mocks at you. Rasulullah teaches us, he says, now you don't retaliate in the same way. You remain silent. You know some weakness of his, you don't defame him, you don't belittle him with some weakness that you know of his. Yes. Justice, if somebody does something wrong, you are allowed in Sharia to retaliate. But as long as you don't cross the boundary and limits, and you don't transgress. In other words, you don't overdo it with him. And that's why it is difficult. Therefore, Rasulullah says that you just remain silent and you don't defame him with knowing some of his weakness. Why? The wabal, the consequence, the sin of what he has done will be on him and you are free from it. You will be rewarded and he'll be sinful. Zain al-Abidin, rahmatullahi alayh, somebody come to him and tells him, you know what, that person, he's talking ill of you, he's defaming you and he's saying you got this weakness and that. Zain al-Abidin Ramadru goes there and says, oh my brother, whatever you have said about me, if it is in me, may Allah pardon me, may Allah forgive me. And if it is not in me, may Allah forgive you. That's all. He didn't go and start defaming him. What happens when you start retaliating, then you'll see some things and he'll see something back. And in the midst of everything, you might say some words Or he might say something, will anger one another, and then we'll have a fist fight, we'll have a quarrel, an argument, and then things will just worsen. So Allah Rasulullah tells Jabir bin Salim these simple four advices, that do not sway any person, and do not think low of any good deed, raise your pants at least above the ankle, and if you know of, if any person defames you with any weakness of yours, then you don't respond and retaliate in the same way, because the consequence of that will be upon him. He'll be sinful and not you. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi.